Speaking of news breaking, we are going to break a little news right now. And we have standing by on the KSL Newsline with us, former Congressman Chris Cannon. Chris, good to have you here. Thank you for being part of the program today.
Always a pleasure, Doug.
Chris, I'm hearing rumors that you are ready to endorse a presidential candidate and make that public.
I just sent out a tweet this morning. I hope it's understandable. But yeah, I think that for Utahns, a vote for McMullen makes a great deal of sense.
Let's talk about that, Chris, because many of us, myself included, we're still just agonizing for whom to vote. You don't want to abdicate your responsibility and participate at the top of the ticket. We all recognize how important the other races are, so hopefully nobody will not vote because of the top of the ticket. But what brought you to that decision?
Well, I think it's pretty unique to Utah. No third party has ever gotten electoral votes since 1916, when Teddy Roosevelt ran under the Bullnose Party. And so this is relatively unique. You have two candidates that are not well-liked in Utah, and a guy that represents our values. And in the odd world of the post-Thomas Jefferson-Aaron Burr standoff, where they actually went to the House of Representatives for a vote, we enacted the 12th Amendment, which is a little complicated, but relevant here. As Trump strengthens around the country, there's a fair likelihood. At least I looked at a map last night, dividing the undecided states, the states are in play, and it looks like there's a fair possibility that neither Clinton nor Trump would get 270 votes in the Electoral College. Now, that's probably an outside possibility. And if Utah gave 6 electoral votes to Evan McMullen, Utah would be sort of the decider in that election process. And possibly, although it's remote, I grant you, Evan McMullen may become president of the United States.
We're talking to our former 3rd District Congressman, Chris Cannon. Chris, as you pointed out, this is kind of a Hail Mary. It's a long shot. But along with it being a long shot, for many people, it is a vote of conscience. And I've had a lot of our KSL listeners who have said, look, if nothing else, a vote for a third-party candidate this time, if it ends up being somewhat cumulative and it becomes somewhat of a noticeable, if not impressive, number and really ultimately throwing things into the House, it hopefully would be noticed, especially by the Republican Party, that there is dissatisfaction. Is there merit in that argument?
Yeah, I think there is merit in that argument. And we have a problem in Utah. We believe in being wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. So this is not a simple vote. If McMullen were not slightly ahead in some polls, I wouldn't suggest a vote for him. But the fact is, he is ahead. And the fact is, if people vote for him, then we create an environment where some good things might actually happen. On the other hand, if Hillary Clinton was a clear threat and a vote for McMullen meant that Hillary Clinton would get Utah's electors, I'd have to change my views and position. So I would advise people before they make a vote to take a good look at the polls to see what that means and not throw Utah to Mrs. Clinton, but to give it to McMullen if that makes sense. And it appears to make sense right now.
You know, it's so interesting, Chris. I've never heard people, often, back in the day when somebody was voting for Ralph Nader, they were really passionate and felt very strongly and kind of damn the torpedoes, I'm voting for Ralph. Same thing a little bit with Ross Perot back in 1992. It's interesting, however, with this race, often a vote for a third-party candidate, an Evan McMullen or a Gary Johnson or a Jill Stein or whomever, is almost with that person casting the vote, looking over their shoulder to say, okay, now if I do vote this way, if I do make a statement, if I do vote my conscience, I still kind of care about these two guys that are behind me. They're the woman and man behind me. And I want to make sure that whatever I'm doing as a vote of conscience or a statement or a third-party vote still will not cause that person behind me that I dislike even more to win or lose. I've never seen anything like this before, Chris. Like I mentioned, usually when people go third-party, it's just gung-ho. They are just they're not happy with Republicans. They're not happy with Democrats. They just really like Ross Perot. They really like a Ralph Nader, but this time everybody's looking over their shoulder, and I sense that you are too.
Oh, absolutely. And Stein and Johnson don't have a shot at getting any electoral votes. I thought that early, Johnson's a good guy. I like him. He's been a little goofy in this race, but he had a shot at picking up New Mexico, but I think he's frittered that away. So he claims that he's in all 50 states and he's going to get votes, but it's not the votes in the states that count. It's the electors that count when you're going to the Congress to decide the presidential race. And you have to take the top three, according to the 12th Amendment, and that would be hopefully Trump, Clinton, and then Evan McMullen.
Yeah.
So this is a unique point in time, a unique point in history that Utahns ought to be thinking about. We could make a huge difference in this election.
Chris, are you getting any heat? You have been a stalwart within the Republican Party, represented the great state of Utah as a Republican in the United States Congress, very well known for conservative stripes. Are you getting any heat over this?
Well, yeah, a little tiny bit, I might say, but because not many people are willing to argue the point because it gets fairly detailed when you get into the 12th Amendment, which everybody should read, by the way. It's simple, it's straightforward. You have to take some thinking to understand really what it says. But so this is sort of a unique time. And let me just say, the Republican Party has changed and has to change a lot more. And Donald Trump himself has changed over the course of this election cycle. I think he's mellowed a little bit. The gold star problem really affected him personally. And so he's gotten more thoughtful, and he's begun to think, how would I govern? So one of the things that may happen with McMullen and Utah's six electors is that may be a negotiating point which allows, in many ways, Trump to come with an aggressive agenda, but based upon predictable people and an administration that could focus. So there are several roles that the Utah votes could play besides just the effect on the Electoral College and the possibility of the House making the selection of the next president.
Chris, I always appreciate the texts you send me every now and then and our communications back and forth. I appreciate you joining me here today, and you've raised some intriguing points about this year's election. I appreciate our friendship, and I appreciate you joining us today.
You don't appreciate it as much as I do, Doug. You're great, and I love listening to your program.
Hey, thanks so much. Our former 3rd District Congressman, Chris Cannon, with us here at KSL News Radio, announcing that he is officially endorsing Evan McMullen for the presidency of the United States of America. We have more coming up, including as the election, it's going to be the puppy poll coming up on today's Doug Wright Show in our 11 o'clock hour.